Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sweet 16, baby.
This is wild.
This is wild. This is wild. It was, I mean, wild weekend for South Florida sports fans. Obviously, we're all going, all right, what's happening with Jason Sanders? You know, are the Dolphins keeping him? Are they replacing him?
Who said that?
No one's asking? That? Okay, I got my notes wrong. Let me go to today. I'm sorry. What's today?
The year. This is 2023. I think you're on
March
the wrong
20th.
Year.
So UM's going to the Sweet 16 for the second year in a row, which is unbelievable. I know Solana's going to have all this in the headlines. UM women's basketball plays tonight. Mm-hmm. A win will send them to the Sweet 16. Tough one tonight. They're playing the one seed. So
yeah. We took down Indiana once. We can do it again, baby.
F the Hoosier State. Hoosier State.
I like it.
We got some canes over here.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Woof, woof.
It's not a woof, woof.
Oh, we're not, what is it?
Not, people
not,
do that.
It's not Arsenio Hall show. We're not the dog pound.
People do what? That at the stadium, though. They go, woof, woof. And it's like, no,
they
man.
They do?
Yeah. You've never realized that?
No, I figure it's whoosh, whoosh.
Right, whoosh, whoosh.
Oh, like the wind of a hurricane?
There you go. Yeah.
Whoosh. I'm gone. He's just teaching me.
If you want to kind of mix and match the FAU Owls, you could do, we got some something, hoot, hoot. You throw in a hoot. I'm smiling for Howard Schnellenberger, who has nothing to do with the basketball program, but he loved FAU when he went there. And, you know, them being on the national map, I mean, he's got to be smiling looking down.
I know more about FAU basketball after an hour of TV this morning than I've ever known in my life.
You know, it reminds me, remember it was FGCU? What was that, like yes. 5 years ago?
Dunk City.
That was a fun team.
I had no idea FGCU existed up until then. And I would imagine a lot of people have never heard of FAU until, you know, this weekend. So yeah. what a great story.
My mind is so jaded. They say Boca, Florida. Like when they put it up, they're like, this team's in, they don't say Miami. They say Boca, you know, Boca Raton. And I think about your crazy ass every time I see it up on the TV.
I know. It has been the funniest damn thing. I have such a wild pride in Boca Raton the way that Solana does in Kendall. But I really do. But Boca is ripe for so many little just one-liners. I mean, I was tweeting out when the first win, I'm tweeting out, you know, we got to meet at Barnes & Noble. Come on, Boca, reopen Stir Crazy. You know, was there just a stir-fry restaurant in the mall? Like, I mean, just so many great Boca Ratonisms. It's one of the reasons that Eric Reed is going to join us today. Eric Reed, not just the Heat broadcaster, and we want to talk some Heat, but he is a proud resident of Boca Raton. And Boca is on the map this weekend. So FAU, this is the first Sweet 16 visit in school history for them. There's a couple other things that you guys got to pay attention to. I don't know if you're paying attention to the Panthers. They are making a beeline to the playoffs.
Really?
A beeline. When I tell you fortunes have changed in Sunrise, They were down to the Devils 2-0 in the third period this weekend, came back and won 4-2. But everything that they need to happen with Pittsburgh, the team ahead of them for the wild card, is happening. The Panthers are making a beeline. The Heat, listen, we all knew they were going to lose one of the two games to Chicago or Detroit. You started to get nervous they were going to lose both games.
Yes, we did.
But they overcame some early troubles yesterday. The Heat are one game back of Brooklyn for the sixth seed. Mm-hmm. Like, things are happening right now. Everything's going right for the Panthers. Things are going okay for the Heat. They have a legit shot to stay out of the play-in game and get into the sixth seed. The FAU Owls, the Miami Hurricanes, men's and women's.
Yep.
You know, for years, I never, you know, when I grew up in Chicago, March Madness was cool. DePaul in the 70s, DePaul with Mark Aguirre and Terry Cummings, and Ray Meyer was the head coach. DePaul was really, and I grew up in the north suburbs of Chicago, but DePaul was 30 minutes from my house. And so March Madness would be great. The thing with DePaul was they got bounced every year in the first round, even though they were, you know, a three seed and everyone would complain. But I was a young kid. You know, ever since I moved to Miami, you see people getting into March Madness spirit, but it's hard to get involved because it's not a regular thing.
Yeah.
Now we've got UM and FAU in the Sweet 16 and the women's team still playing, having won their first game. I have to tell you, the weekend of March Madness and the week of it, because we did the live show at Twin Peaks on Thursday, when you have teams that are formidable, it changes everything. How much fun has this been?
You know what changed it all? NIL.
Yeah, you're right.
NIL. Nigel Pack, North Chad O'Meara, the Cavender Twins for the women. That money changes things. Like, we're seeing it in live action, what's going on with March Madness and UM.
You're 100% correct. And Coach Larrañaga. I mean, Katie Meyer for the women's side, Coach Larrañaga on the men's side. And this Dusty May, who I've learned a whole bunch about at FAU. Like, there's some great basketball coaching going on down here. But, man, it really has. Like, NIL changed it because you've got guys and girls who are coming here who maybe wouldn't have given Miami a second look.
No.
The Cavender Twins are the perfect example of it. I mean, they literally came down here because the NIL deal, and they were going to pretty much go to March Madness, which they hadn't been able to. And, yeah, you're right. And that Miami team, Solana and I were talking about it before we went on the air. I mean, North Chad O'Meara, first of all, you got to give props to the training staff because, you know, you kind of saw it Friday night that he was a little bit hobbled. But yesterday, I mean, he didn't look like anything was wrong with him. But you got guys like O'Meara and Pack and Isaiah Wong, Miller. Like, you got guys. I mean, this is legit talent. I mean, it's really fun.
You know, I like they because they were amping up the ACC Player of the Year. Isaiah Wong, like they came in the game. He's the spotlight player. And y'all was like, oh, they're amping him up too much. They're talking about the ACC Player of the Year from Miami. We're talking about North Carolina. We're talking about Duke here. And they're like bad-mouthing UM almost. And I'm like, oh, you know, I don't have that kind of attachment you do. But I'm like, damn, how y'all going to bad-mouth the man? And then he went out and dropped damn near 30 on them. Oh, yeah. I loved it.
And by the way, Miami, I believe, is the only ACC team left in the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's another ACC team left in the tournament. That's pretty wild.
Basketball school.
And another thing, if you're not enjoying the World Baseball Classic at Lone Depot Park, I don't know what to tell you. There's baseball history being made. You had USA versus Cuba. If a tenth of the excitement from the World Baseball Classic could roll over into the Marlins season, look out. So I'm telling you, we sit here on March 20th. College basketball is rolling. Hockey, while you'd love to have a playoff spot secured, hockey right now is rolling. NBA always rolling down here. There's a huge birthday today, by the way, with the Miami Heat.
Who's that?
Jamal Kane is celebrating his birthday today.
You got us.
What'd I do to you? It is Jamal Kane's birthday.
Oh. It is.
It's Pat Riley's birthday.
Patrick James Riley's birthday.
Oh, there we go. There's been a bunch of them.
Tell you what, hey. World Baseball Classic is doing its thing. I'm telling you, there's just so much going on. On top of all that, we have a situation. So last week, Mario Chalmers came on this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great. So Lana asked a better question of Mario Chalmers than you or I combined.
Yes.
So Lana asked Mario Chalmers about when Ray Allen hit that three. If you look at the picture, Mario Chalmers has his hands up. Now, so Lana asked him, are you celebrating the three that Ray Allen is hitting, or are you saying, hey, dummies, I'm open? And Mario Chalmers answered the way we all expected Mario Chalmers to answer. I was open. I would have hit the shot.
Yes. I'm with Mario.
Just a great answer. It's perfect, Mario Chalmers. So Lana asked that question. That quote has gone viral, especially around March Madness, Mario Chalmers, NCAA hero with Kansas, right? So this thing has gone viral. Today, it had gone, like, what was it? Hoop something? I forget what the...
Yeah, NBA Central, had
NBA Central had, like, a million subscribers. And then today, ESPN Sports Center tweets it out. And they credit 560 WQAM, which is fine. But that's really third on the totem pole of how we would like this thing credited. It should be credited to Alejandro Solana.
Yes.
Or Hockman and Crowder show.
Mm-hmm.
QAM does the three of us no good, for real. I mean, you know, whatever. We're happy for the station and Len, but I mean, well, you know, what's it do for us?
I'm just happy. I'm just happy we're no longer named 560 the Joe. Because then Joe Rose would be getting all the credit.
You're 100% correct.
Who messed us over? NBA Central, because they were the first ones to tag QAM.
Right, so it's not uncommon to tag the radio station that it came from. We probably could have been more proactive in, you know, attributing it the way that we wanted it attributed. But I will tell you, I was in Solana's seat for many years. I did all this stuff for the Levitard show, and then it would just get credited to the Dan Levitard show. And I would be like, oh, wait a second. No, that was Mark Hockman. That was not the show. I did that, and I just ended up leaving the show. So I know what Solana's going through right now. He's going viral, but there's a part of him going, well, wait a second. How come I'm not getting the credit? And there was even an email sent out by our program director, Len, alerting the company that this was going viral. But Len said this happened on the Hockman and Crowder show. And so Len didn't even give Solana the credit he desires. So I'm guessing, Solana, you're almost feeling like Mario Chalmers right now, which is the team, the Heatles, are getting all the credit, and you're going, I'm open.
Pass me the damn ball. I'll knock down the tray ball every time in the corner.
That's funny, man.
Solana, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Good work out of you. You asked the best question in that interview.
Thank
you. Really did. And it's cool that it's getting some viral attention. It is very cool.
I wish I could say I was happy that we're getting the station some attention, but I would be lying, because as Hawk knows, I would like the credit. But I would also like to say that had they credited Hockman and Crowder, I would have been cool with that. Like, I did that because I'm part of the show. I wanted the show to get credit for it. I just like to point it out.
Up until we would have gotten credit for it, and then the same thing that used to happen to me when I wanted Dan's show to get credit for it, and then I would go, well, wait a second. I did this. Hackman was my idea. Hackman's my character. What makes him so brilliant? He's airing my work? What are we doing here? So, but we applaud you.
Yes,
Solana had as good a weekend as the Canes and the Owls. He is there a great representative of the FIU Panthers.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Right. Now you chime in now. Come with some funk. You set the bar high.
Yeah. Right. Now don't goof around anymore. Mm-hmm. Now you know.
Now you're a sensation.
You're a sensation. So let's get headlines with Solana. Joe Zagacki is going to join us. They have just landed. Hurricanes basketball team, men's team, has just landed back in Coral Gables. Joe Zagacki's on his way home, and he is going to join us. So we will talk about the tourney. I mean, Sweet 16, second year in a row. Not easy because they've got Houston, number one ranked Houston on deck. Was it Friday night? But man, it was fun. It was fun. So Joe Zagacki is going to join us. Eric Reed is going to join us. There's also an anniversary today in the world of entertainment that I want to get to later on. And it, for me, it really kind of marks the beginning of COVID, to be quite honest. We'll get to that later. But let's get headlines here. Start the show with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. All I can think about when you say Joe Zagacki's on his way home, he's got to pass at least, what, 5 or 6 McDonald's on the way home?
Joe, I know you're listening. Shamrock Shake, baby, and it's on me.
Celebrate.
We'll settle for a Cinnabon. But please, McDonald's drive-thru.
Come on, Joe. I texted him. If you were listening to this show, Joe joined us on Friday before the Canes game, and he told us that Wooga Poplar had gotten Cinnabon when the team went for Texas Day Brazil.
Yeah.
And Isaiah Wong had a terrible game on Friday night, and I texted Joe, Isaiah Wong should have gone to Cinnabon.
Y'all ain't worth a damn.
By the way, Jim Larinaga will join us tomorrow on the show here. They're going to travel Wednesday. They play Friday, but they got home. Obviously, he was on the same flight as Joe. Jim Larinaga will join us tomorrow. And then all eyes on the Canes Friday night.
That is so locker room. When you take some information that's pretty cool and then you could turn it negative to hurt somebody's feelings, you should have went to Cinnabon with that performance. Yeah, that's so locker room right there, man. That's
and next great. Time, wherever Wooga goes for dinner, you follow.
If you know, wonder how his locker room is, that's it.
Yeah, like Hawk mentioned, they'll play the one seed Houston Sweet 16 Friday, 7:15, and KC Mo.
There's a few things there. Do you know what KC Mo is?
Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, just checking because I've never heard anyone call it KC Mo.
Been there.
And do you, everybody do you know calls Houston's it team Mo. Name?
Houston, the Oilers, of course. No, the Cougars. The Cougars.
The Olders.
All right, okay.
The Olders.
Because you called them the Houston like you did the Memphis.
Did I really do that again?
You did. You go, the Friday night they'll play the Houston in KC Mo.
By the way,
like, this guy's got a beyond situation going.
By the way, I tried my hardest to do the Memphis with Tommy Tighe, and I just didn't have the balls to do it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. He's very intimidating.
And FAU, 8-point win yesterday against FDU. So they'll play Tennessee. That's Thursday night, 9 p.m. at the Garden, MSG.
The Garden. How about that? Boca Raton at Madison Square Garden, the mecca of basketball. I mean, this could be the greatest story in basketball history. This would be great. The greatest story since what?
FGCU.
I mean, I don't think they got past the Sweet 16, did they?
I think Sweet 16 is where they got.
I think that's where they maxed out. But what a great story for that program. You know, Howard Schnellenberger, no joke. So he went there to put them on the map athletic-wise, essentially, and did so. He definitely got some attention to FAU and their football program. But they've never had a national stage like this. It really is wild to me. The football team, who's the coach they hired with the whistle? I can't think of his name.
Lane Kiffin.
Willie.
Oh, Willie
no,
Taggart.
Willie Taggart, who they just let go. He was there for 3 seasons. He got let go. They bring in Willie Taggart, a pretty high-profile name in college football, and the Miami Hurricanes bring in Mario Cristobal, and Jason Taylor, and you know what I mean? Like, and then all of a sudden, like, no one's looking. Here come the two basketball teams from UM and FAU, and they're both in the Sweet 16. What happened? What happened?
Doing the South Florida. We used to play football down
when everyone was zagging.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've been doing it for a while because Lane Kiffin was before him. FAU's been trying.
Howard Schnellenberger himself as the head coach. I mean, they have brought in some legit football coaching, and it's really wild to me to see UM, who is all in on the football program, and FAU, who's been trying very hard since Schnellenberger, both of their basketball teams in the Sweet 16. It's pretty wild. It's a pretty wild story.
But it'll only happen in basketball because they'll get in the tournament and really be able to play some competitive teams. Because, like, if Western Kentucky goes 11-0, they're not making the college football playoffs.
Yes. No, you're 100% correct. Yeah. It is so unique to basketball because if you could do well in your conference, doesn't matter how small the conference is, you could do well in your conference, you're going to end up in the tournament. And then who knows? I mean, talk about getting lucky for FAU. Fairleigh Dickinson, who'd they beat?
Purdue, right?
Yeah, they beat Was it one seed? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They beat Purdue. FAU would have had to play the one seed if Fairleigh Dickinson hadn't pulled an upset that had only been pulled one time before in NCAA history. Yep. And so then, all of a sudden, FAU, do you know they were a 16.5-point favorite going into the game yesterday?
Wow, that's crazy.
To go to the Sweet 16. FAU was a 16.5-point favorite over FDU. That's wild.
Well, sometimes better to be lucky than good.
For real.
They had never won a tournament game before.
Correct. They had been to the NCAA tournament once in their career, got bounced in the first round, and now they're in the Sweet 16.
Let me be honest. I didn't know they had a basketball team, fellas. So I'm not even trying to be crazy about it. Let's understand where this program is.
It's wild.
You got to brush up on your Conference USA info, bro.
You know, this is their last year in Conference USA.
Yeah, they're going to the AAC.
That's right.
Jimmy Menthols was telling me all about it last night.
Jimmy is on it, man. Jimmy loves this tournament.
Canes women's basketball, like Hawk mentioned, they play Indiana tonight. Second round, 8 p.m.
All right, very good. Let's go. That game's on ESPN2, by the way.
One of them little Cavenders went off, dropped like 17 or something.
Haley.
That was her year.
Yeah.
They interviewed her post-game and all, too. I was watching, baby. You know I lock in when it means something.
I'll be watching tonight. I'm excited.
They were down 17 points and came back.
Their comeback was ridiculous. The Hurricanes men's comeback was ridiculous on Friday.
Hey, shoot old Katie and Coach L a text and say, hey, let's get them going earlier this game.
Well, he did yesterday. I mean, the men's team yesterday came out fire. It was like a tale of two games, man. You watch them on Friday night, and then all of a sudden they are shooting the lights out yesterday, and that was just that felt a whole lot better. But I will tell you something. Coach Larrañaga is a genius. Guy's a basketball genius. He went to the press against Drake at the exact right time. I think there's other coaches. I don't know if you watched the game Friday night. I think there's other coaches who may have gone earlier because they start to get a little bit nervous. And then you might tire out your team or you give Drake a chance to figure out the press. Yeah. And he waited and waited and waited. And then hit the press. Drake didn't know what hit them, and they were able to salt that game away. It was just – that guy is going to the Basketball Hall of Fame. He should, and hopefully he will.
Love the respect for Coach.
All right, guys. Heat don't play until Wednesday. Hawks right. They're a game back of Brooklyn, who play the Cavs twice. You have to figure they'll lose at least one of those, right? Cleveland's a really good team, also fighting for seeding in the East. So – if the Heat can beat the Knicks on Wednesday, they're right there. They're right in the thick of it with 10 games remaining.
We'll talk to Eric Reed in the 4 o'clock hour today, all about Duncan Robinson.
I got one other question. I got one.
The Panthers.
Solana's National with Mario Chalmers. And I am Jack in Titanic hanging onto this ledge of Duncan Robinson floating in the water. And I'm not letting go.
Duncan's on the door, shaking his head at you.
And I'm not letting go.
Get on. Go over there to Struce's door. Get off of my door.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.